Jason Clark joins us from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. They've got the pre-season doubleheader at ANZ Stadium. It's going to be Souths up against Wigan, although it's very much plenty of Pommies in the South Sydney team as well. Hello, Jason.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
Geez, those Pommies will be feeling the heat, mate.
I think they're looking forward to it. It's been we don't have semi playing, but you know we've got the big boys, the Twins playing, so it's a game they've been looking forward to.
I was going to say to you, it all culminates into this game, but how's the body held up through pre-season training so far for you guys and under a new coach?
Yeah, it's been good. It's pre-season's all about getting flogged and getting the body right. So as much as it's been hard, it's been enjoyable as well. If it's not hard, you must be doing something right. It's been good. All the boys are quite fit and well. So we've got a few boys having a bit of a rest this week, but we're fielding a good team as well.
How have you coped, mate? Because you're one of the bigger boys. It's a bit hard for the forwards, the old pre-season in the Aussie summer.
Yeah, it's I like that call of being a bigger boy, but I'll take that. it's been good. It's we've done plenty of K's, but it's all of the way the game has been changing a bit. It's all about getting a bit faster and a bit more mobile and movement. So our staff have done really well with that this preseason, and we're really looking forward to it now to put it all into action.
And putting it all into action is getting to know the new coach as well, Anthony Seibold. What's been difference between he and Mr. Maguire?
I think Caesar's taken a bit more of an organised approach, I'd say. He's got a background in teaching, so he's brought his own approach. Obviously, being a head coach for the first time in the NRL is a big deal for him. So he's finding his groove and his way of doing things, and it's coming along well because the boys are all happy at training and looking forward to getting into it.
TK, what is it with coaches being teachers? We had John Muggledon, who was the coach and the teacher. And I don't know about you, Jason, but the red markers, the yellow markers and the green markers used to be out and just make it as easy as possible for the boys to get around and do their stuff.
Mate, those colour markers trick Sam Burgess and I because we're both colourblind. So those orange or red ones, we always miss them on the green card.
Not bad. Jason, how did you go? I mean, it's hard enough pre-season training without your coach dipping the balls into the soapy water. We saw those images on the back page of the Telegraph the other day.
Oh, right.
How did you go?
Mate, they're not too bad. It's a bit of a challenge, but you find a few of them and flip them straight through the ears. But it's always good to keep the body guessing and, things that can come into a game, those slippery balls. So, it's always good to get the hands around it.
And, mate, the big positive, I'm sure it's a great feeling for you guys at the club in particular, more than the fans, but just rugby league fans in general. But to see Greg Inglis back there with big smile on his face at training, enjoying training and looking pretty dangerous as well.
Well, I don't think our opposition centre's in.
No, that's true.
Enjoying having him back. They've been put on their backside a couple of times, but Greggy's smiling and loving it. As the boys around him, we love seeing him out there as well. It's a good sign to see.
I was going to say, mate, in regards to seeing him back, we just got into enjoying embracing that team environment.
Yeah, big time. But being in a rehab situation is very hard for any player. But with us, you're not out in the field and you're on a different schedule, so. You're not around the team as a normal day, but now that he's coming back to his own and he's back doing the normal weights with the normal team and the rehab and now he's back running the team, you can just see how much he's grown from it and the smile on his face each day and when he's got that palm out as well, you try to avoid it.
Absolutely, if you possibly can. Jason, we saw Robbie Farah play halfback for Lebanon throughout the World Cup. He's going to be playing halfback for you guys against Wigan. Can you give us a little bit of an update about Adam Reynolds and how his injury's going?
Yeah, Reynolds going along good. They had him in the boot for a few days, just more of a precaution type thing. But Reynolds coming along really well. He's been out in training. I don't think he's done any running as yet, but I think it's just more all a precaution thing just to keep it safe for him. But, Robbie's been going well there at 7 at training at the moment, so and Damien Cook's at 9. So it's a good combination to have those two floating around there.
Did you take anything out of last week, Sean Wayne, the coach that you're going to be up against on the weekend? He said, I'd love to get Sam Burgess back to the UK. Is he committed to you guys, wants to stay out here? Because I know they would love him to go play in that Super League.
Oh, I know. Anyone would love to have Cam Burgess in their team. And, you know, especially having the English in him, it's probably a draw card for a lot of people to get him home. But, you know, I love hearing him called Maruba home, and that's always a good thing. But I think a lot of people try and draw him there. But I think he's got maybe 19 on his contract, and, you know, it's up to him and the club to see what happens moving forward.
Yeah. Mate, final one for me, Jason. I know that, you know, rugby league's your priority, but you're also involved with trying to have a bit of a backup plan. You were doing some work for the apprenticeship scheme as far as the National Rugby League was concerned.
Yeah, vote. Promoting the vet courses through TAFE, vocational educational training. Just, you know, try to get the message out to kids that, you know, they're going to Year 12 and getting all the marks and not the be all and end all and having to go to uni. You know, I did my apprenticeship in carpentry and did my TAFE course, and you know, that's one thing I'm very proud I did. And I just like it. You know, looking forward and after football, I think it's something that I'm going to be getting back into, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic, mate. Let's hope more people are committed to that program as well. Good luck on the weekend. You're taking on the Wigan Warriors, and obviously when the season proper, good luck for that, and we look forward to chatting throughout the year.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
And Jason, yeah, you too, mate. Have you seen this online post from your mate Adam Reynolds at all about his mate, big mouth?
Mate, he's just a stitch up every day. If you keep track of him, you'll get a good laugh out of him, that's for sure.
All right, we can direct people to his page, Adam Reynolds there. And, yeah, celebrating Valentine's Day a little bit differently. Good on you, Jason. Thanks so much for your time.
Take care, boys. All the best.
You too.